Network.
You know, I got the idea Friday to have Judge Napolitano on because he wrote a great article about how the Republicans and the Democrats were in bed together on the health care bill and how even the Republican version was socialism. We put an email out to him. He says he's going to be on the show tomorrow. And he's going to be guest hosting Glenn Beck's TV show tomorrow. Well, I wish they'd give that show to him. I mean, I wish Beck was good like Napolitano. But maybe Beck's going to wake up. I don't know. I mean, maybe people put enough pressure on him to stop bashing Ron Paul behind the scenes. But side issue, we're very excited to have Judge Napolitano on tomorrow and Jesse Ventura. That's coming up after the next break. I'm going to play a little sneak peek video clip. There have been a few of these on CNN because they're Time Warner. But I will tell you that I've seen some of the TV show. I know what went into it. I consulted on it. Ventura is in control of the project, at least to a certain extent. He believes it's fair, more than fair, leaning towards our side. I don't know how this is getting on the air, but it's airing December 2nd through the end of January, the first series. And it may get picked up for a full series. And yours truly is reportedly going to be a full part of the show. I'm very excited about that, obviously. Not excited about flying around on airplanes and doing all that extra work. TV is a lot of work, folks. You can just come in here on the radio and, you know, cover information, news, and it's easy. It's still exhausting. But very excited about the whole Jesse Ventura thing tomorrow. And we have some other really big guests coming up this week. I'm just going to leave it at that. Really big guests coming up this week. I also have the program note. We're getting a lot of new great entries in for 20minuteswiththepresident.com. You spell it out, 20minuteswiththepresident.com. There's a big banner up on Infowars.com on the right-hand side. Make your video off Charlie Sheen's 20 bullet points concerning 9/11. Do it with 2 actors, 5 actors, 10 actors. Do it with video clips. Do it with text. Do it with music. Do it with a robot voice. Whatever you do, you've got 6 days to get this in by November 15th to us. So get on it, and everybody wins by producing something that exposes 9/11 as being an inside job. Because if we don't expose that 9/11 was an inside job, it's only going to get worse next time. So get your entries in today, ladies and gentlemen. And you've got 6 days to produce it. You got till midnight November 15th to get these in. Okay, here's the deal. I want to take phone calls this hour, but I promise to play this clips of this British lord on C-SPAN talking about world government. So that is coming up. I also want to tell you what I think about the shooting and what has happened at Fort Hood. There have been some big new developments there as well. So that is coming up after this break. And, yes, I know that we still have some people holding. We will be getting to your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. In fact, I'll just talk to Ian, James, Greg, Bob, and John, that group of callers, immediately out of break. We'll see how fast I can do it. We'll probably go to the end of the show and never play the Lord Moncton clip, never play the Jesse Ventura clip, never get to any of the news, never get to the mass shooting, never get to any of it. But, no, we're going to get to it. So we're going to your calls after this quick break. I do want to just throw this out there again. This film could save the Republic. It's Fall of the Republic. But it's not going to save the Republic unless you get the DVD at Infowars.com, unless you get it and make copies of it, give it to everybody you know, unless you have viewing parties and get it out to everyone you know. 888-253-3139 to get Fall of the Republic, 888-253-3139. And ask about the combos when you call or go to the website, look for them. You can get Reflections and Warnings by Aaron Russo, the Aaron Russo interview, the documentary, for free with Fall of the Republic right now. Check that out. Follow the Republic. Infowars.com. PrisonPlanet.tv.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4, GOOD. Good. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at healforgood.com. That's healforgood.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, here's the deal. We're going to your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. We're going to get into a sneak peek of Jesse Ventura's TV show. A little foreshadowing to the governor being on tomorrow. And then going to play 4 Lord Mocton clips. And break down the whole world government situation. Then I'm going to cover, briefly, going over the latest news, what I think is going on with Fort Hood. That should be by the bottom of the hour. Right now, Ian in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you. A quick plea to all Florida InfoWars warriors who are truly in the fight, and then I'd like to end with a quick comment here. This Saturday evening, November 14th, I'm going to need some support from all serious Florida InfoWarriors. This Saturday at an outdoor venue in Florida,
the problem is, if you need outside support from InfoWarriors, your IP phone, man, I'm not getting half of what you're saying.
Oh, really? Okay. Is this better?
Yeah, maybe you need to speak up.
Okay, I'll speak up.
But listen, I got to hurry, Ian, because I got to get to the next 4 people that have plugs.
Okay,
go
it's
ahead.
Important. Al Gore is coming to Boca Raton this Saturday, and I'd love to give my email address out so people can basically organize a resistance.
Beautiful. Everywhere slime sucker goes, we've got to be there exposing him as the criminal. Hey, will the global tax be as good as NAFTA and GATT, Gore? Why do you make all this money off it, criminal?
Exactly.
Plants breathe carbon dioxide, criminal. Why are you trying to set up a cult? Good. So everywhere he goes, he's getting confronted. Tell me, when is he going to be in Boca Raton, Florida?
This Saturday, November 14th, hundreds of rich yuppies at an outdoor venue have paid upwards of $400 to hear him speak and spit garbage. And as we know, he's the New World Order, you know, trail carbon tax crime boss. And just like get my email that's out because we're going to be out there mounting resistance.
Absolutely. Everybody, everywhere this pit demon goes. Just get on the message boards locally. Tell everybody to be there. Give us your email.
It's resistgore@yahoo.com. I'm with We Are Change Florida, and we just got to go out there, and we got to educate as well as resist. I'd like to have all kinds of flyers. And
well done, Ian. Well done. And shoot the video. Get it up to YouTube. And then thousands, probably hundreds of thousands, but at least 5,000 or 6,000, the smallest video gets that. We'll see the reality of him being resisted so they won't buy into all his propaganda. The thinking man's thinking man. The savior of Earth. An eco-prophet gets real. Al Gore's new plan for the planet. Thank God we've got him ready to tax us. Oh, he's saving us. Oh, he's so sweet. Oh, Al Gore, we're so lucky to have him. A eugenicist that wants to kill us. Oh, James in North Carolina. James, you're on the air.
Yes.
James, have you bowed to Al Gore today?
Hell no. No, can I say that?
Well, here, give me a... Well, we probably shouldn't. I'm trying to clean the show up. In fact, Jaron, give me a wide shot here of the document cam. I am going to worship him right now. You know what it says? He's a prophet. London Guardian says he's founding a new religion. Oprah's involved in it. Oh, great leader who made the sun come up. I will pay you tax money so the water doesn't rise. Oh, please help me stop the carbon dioxide. Oh, great one. What would I do without a big fat parasite telling me what to do? Oh, you told me naphtha and gas would be good and it's destroyed half the major cities in the country. Oh, you're such a congenital liar and no, it's a big scam. In fact, con artists worldwide should just worship Gore. Oh, great con artist in the sky. Oh, you are the greatest con artist the planet has ever seen. Oh, I love being scammed by you. Oh, great one. I'm sorry. Go ahead, James.
Yeah, I don't think none of us seen him descending from the sky.
So are you kidding? Are you kidding? He flapped down from the sky. Flap, flap. I'm sorry.
Anyway.
Let me become enlightened. Because yuppies love to feel like they're geniuses. So they'll read everything he says and then repeat it. I'm a yuppie. Oh, here. Oh, the carbon dioxide's deadly poison. Uh-huh. Oh, look, the Berlin Wall fell today, 20-something years ago. Yeah, and the communism came over here. Oh, I can just learn about everything. Oh, hold on. I'm learning about Al Gore saving me. Uh-huh. Oh. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
Trying to save yourself, but anyway, yeah, I've been trying to call sometime, but anyway, I know how the system works. It's very difficult to get through, but I'm glad I did.
I'm saying, hey, it's great. Go ahead, James. Hit me and hit me hard with the info.
Hey, anyway, I want to do something before last whatever time I have left on this place, and I've had a couple of heart attacks and all that. I'm 60, and I want to do something for my country. I was drafted, but they didn't take me for some reason. But anyway, I love JC. I've been following Paul and all this whole time. And, I sent you some information. I sent some emails and I sent some packets. And I was hoping that, like my grandfather said, he said, don't hurt the ass. You know, so.
Well, sure. What are you talking about?
I'm trying to get some help to get up with JC and y'all and everybody because I want to, I think the two-party system stinks. I don't think we should have any parties. The Founding Fathers didn't want any, and I think that's where we should go to. Now, that's just my opinion, but I think a lot of people feel the same way.
No, I hear you, James, and I appreciate your call. Here's the deal. I don't want to discourage you from emailing or writing, because we do read it and look at it, and a lot of it's good information. We're very thankful. But everybody contacts me and says, I want to get with you. I want to do this or do that with you. I can barely run my office. I can barely pay my taxes and bills around here. I need support. I certainly can't go launch a bunch of new initiatives with other people. This is about you going out and challenging them there in your area. That's why what Ian is doing is so important. Ian is going out to confront Al Gore, so Al Gore just can't sit there and lie on his own. Can't sit there and talk about how great carbon taxes are and how it's going to really help America. This is a good deal, Larry, this NAFTA and GATT. We need it. This is a fast forward 15 years. This is a good deal for our economy, this carbon tax. Yeah, it's a real good deal. It's a real good deal. Greg in Michigan. Greg, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Hey, buddy.
Thanks for what you do. Just a question here and a comment for you. I realize, and I know you realize, that we need to mobilize the Americans to the streets so that the government can see that we're unhappy with what's going on and to awaken other people.
Well, let's be clear. The government knows you're unhappy. That's why they're building FEMA camps and tripling the police every 3 years. But it's important for us to hit the streets so fellow humans don't feel like they're alone, so we can gain critical mass against the establishment. That's the real reason for hitting the streets, is to get outside the controlled media.
And I'm ready to go to the streets and peaceful protest and inform the people. So how do we organize this? What could it be done through you? There's millions of unemployed people, underemployed people that would be able to do this on the weekends. That's my question. And then my comment is the wealthy and the movie stars that are already awakened in this country, that the American people have made them wealthy and made them a celebrity. In my opinion, they should give back by spending some of their money to wake up America by distributing videos or doing whatever they can do because they can afford to do it.
Yeah, listen, I appreciate your call. You know, I understand the model in people's minds of trying to go out and have others come up with a plan or implement their plan. There have been Hollywood stars who've tried to fight the New World Order, and they get demonized and attacked when they do. And others sit back and watch that and decide not to go public. If we're going to fix things, it's in the mirror. We're going to individually go out and... I think protesting is fine. But the national media can ignore your protest. They can't ignore you putting flyers up, because that's something people haven't thought to do politically that's actually very effective, to put out political signs when there's not an election going on. To go to your state house and educate them about the global tax. To go to any Al Gore events and to confront him. To go to Senator Lindsey Graham, the fake Republicans meetings, and shout him down for his support of the cap and trade tax. He's probably going to be the deciding vote in the Senate to pass this in the next month. So it's one thing to go out and protest and then have the media kind of ignore what you said or did, or have some cops come in and break your head open and bite you with a police dog and laugh about it. But they're not designed and set up to deal with people calling into talk radio, putting up websites, putting up micro FM, starting their own local radio shows, going on Access TV, going to city council, and reading Ban Ki-moon's New York Times and say, city council, here's the head of the UN admitting global government, and that the carbon tax is for global governance. Let me read. The UN is unelected and unaccountable, and this carbon tax will kill our economy. I'd like to see the city council draft a piece of legislation decrying this and saying they won't go along with it. And I'd like the city council to send a certified letter to the state house. And I'd like to see a city council person testify in the upcoming legislative session. Now, you do that, well-spoken way, you go to the city council, you'll have members in a small town or even a big city, they will pass a resolution. If you start beating the drum, they will go to the state house. Your state will say no. The congressman federally will get the word and won't do this. I mean, there's just a small example of how we beat their agenda. The power of some Hollywood star making a million copies of my film and handing it out is smaller than 10,000 listeners making 200 copies apiece. Nothing can trump the grassroots. If you want to beat the New World Order, this film exposes the agenda. It's Fall of the Republic.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's so crazy about not starving?
To cover yourself and your family in the event of accident or emergency, you may have home, life, auto, dental, and health insurance.
But what about food insurance?
Water and food are vital to human survival.
So what's so crazy about not starving?
Foodinsurance.com has designed emergency packs and kits with at least 2 weeks worth of great tasting food and clean water. Most foodinsurance.com meals are freeze dried,
which means they'll last and retain nutritional value up to 10 years.
Foodinsurance.com meals like lasagna, beef stroganoff, and other tasty entrees are quick, delicious, simple to prepare, and start at just $199.99.
The low cost is just one reason to get foodinsurance.com.
Need more reasons? Foodinsurance.com kits come with a lightweight, high-quality backpack and a free utensil tool. Go to foodinsurance.com or call 1-866-9-GOT-FOOD. That's 1-866-9-GOT-FOOD. Get protected at foodinsurance.com.
Get to all the other news we have, but if I have time, I'll get to Bob and John and Scott and Jim at the end of the broadcast today. Jesse Ventura is on at noon tomorrow with an exclusive look into the 7 episodes of Conspiracy Theory. And the reason this is important is that, and Jesse's for real, Jesse believes this, I was watching local newscast out of Minnesota where it says Ventura will argue with somebody for an hour at the grocery store or on the street, convincing them that 9/11 was an inside job. That's how he is in person. He really is finding out about this, doing his research. And I don't know how he got this on air. I don't know how he is getting a fair show on TV. But I'm holding my breath here. We're going to see what happens coming up in just a few weeks. On December 2nd is when it starts airing. Let's go ahead and play a little clip from the TV show where he goes to the gates of HARP in Alaska. I had the head of HARP on, and they had these Army and Air Force officers kept cracking in before I went live to the head scientist, who's not military, saying, if you say anything we don't like, we're going to disconnect the conversation. And then during the breaks, they would pop back in and go, everything's going fine, thank you, yes. But then the head of HARP started talking about how they can turn the array on and ignite the atmosphere, make the sky catch on fire. And they suddenly cut his phone off for a minute, and then he came back and wouldn't talk about it. Ventura pulls up. They won't talk to him. They won't give him an interview. I don't know why they gave me an interview. They said, we know who you are. We want to come on your show. Because I've been talking about weather weapons and HARP, and we were contacted by HARP. And then I was invited up there. They do not want Ventura in there. Why was I invited? And I didn't have, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to go up to Alaska. And then again, I've got too much going on here. Ventura went and they wouldn't let him in. So here is Jesse Ventura.
You really need to go through the Air Force.
Well, we did. We got stonewalled.
Yeah.
And this is strictly a research facility. Clearly, there's something going on here that they don't want people to know about.
There's a lot of cool science that we do with this facility.
Come on, man. I'm a Navy SEAL. The military don't do things unless it has a military purpose, and a military purpose is destruction and waging war.
It's a stalemate. Or is it?
Back up a little bit from the gates so when people come through, they don't feel intimidated.
When I get denied something, I do the opposite of getting intimidated. I get angry.
Jesse is about to walk right on through when suddenly...
Hold on a second, guys. I got a problem.
Yeah, sorry, that's an interference.
The camera equipment begins to go haywire. Something is interfering with the audio and video.
This is more than unclassified. That's bullshit.
And they cut that there at the end. That really happened to them. Their cameras all went, started going dead. And it's hard with digital cameras that are recording on hard drives to do that. They were getting beamed. And that's what they test up there is particle beam weapons, microwave weapons. I had the director of HARP on, and he was bragging how they can turn it on at night and ignite the sky. They can create artificial aurora borealis. And I've got the Secretary of Defense, April 28th, 1997, Army Times. Secretary of Defense Cohen admitting they have earthquake weapons and seismic weapons and weather weapons. He admitted it. Army Times, 1997. April 27th or 28th. In fact, pull that up. Secretary of Defense admits weather weapons, Army Times. I want folks to actually see this for themselves. I mean, you know, that's what's incredible is that the guy that wrote Ecoscience, the White House science czar, now admits they're chemtrailing us and involved in a global geoengineering or terraforming, changing the Earth's atmosphere. And they say it's to stop global warming. After all these decades of denying it, they now admit they're doing it. There's a lot of things going on that the general public isn't aware of. A lot of things. And coming out in 3 days, they've got 2012 coming out. In fact, I've meant to call. I've got his number, but he's gone most of the time from California. I think I got his number in Hawaii, too. I was given it again and never even gave it to you to put in the system. So we've got to dig around for Woody Harrelson's contacts. Go after Woody Harrelson. Because every time we've called, two or three times, they're like, oh, yeah, he's back in a month. He'd love to do your show. And then we never call back. We got to stay on him, stay on him, stay on him, stay on him. I want Woody Harrelson.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is an emergency alert. More than half the world's doctors and nurses are refusing risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations, especially this flu season. Rely on OxySilver instead. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel, so get it while you still can. Order OxySilver online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
I want to plug a new affiliate, one of many new affiliates we're getting every month, KMLB 540 Big Station out of Monroe, Louisiana. 540 KMLB. Going to be a guest tomorrow on that station at 5:30 Central. But they are now carrying the show. I want to thank them for doing that. We're not radical anymore. I mean, here's New York Times, Ban Ki-moon, op-ed contributor, we can do it, Secretary General of the UN. Listen to this simple statement. A deal must include an equitable global governance structure. All countries must have a voice in how resources are deployed and managed. This is how trust will be built. When you always hear about the UN and having a voice, that means you get to say what you think in a free speech zone surrounded by cops with submachine guns, and then the bankers that own the private world government, they do what they want. So, you know, they'll make a big deal out of giving U.S. tax money to some African country and then tell the Africans America doesn't want you to have it, to make it all class and regional, first world, third world warfare, while the real global government moves forward. Global government. And then I talked about Monbiot, one of the Guardian writers, who writes articles every few months saying there's no world government, none of it exists, we're total kooks. And then he writes books called The New World Order, calling for global government, and signs petitions calling for global government. This guy, Rush Limbaugh, has always denied there's a global government. Now that it's too late to probably stop it, he's like, oh, yeah, it's liberal, too. George Bush Sr. wasn't for it. Oh, God. They're just hoping you don't go look into the fact that poisons are being put in your food and water by design. They just hope you don't find out the true magnitude of what's really happening. All right. Christopher Walter Mocton, 3rd Viscount of Mocton and Brenchley. He's a British lord, politician, business consultant, policy advisor, writer, columnist, inventor, and hereditary peer. Means he's a real lord. He served as an advisor to Margaret Thatcher's policy unit. And it goes on and on. He's really been stirring things up because he's an insider coming out and admitting the carbon taxes global government to private banks. He talks about the facts. The earth has been cooling for 4 years. The sun is the main driver. Polar bears aren't drowning. There's more polar bears now than there were decades ago. The majority of scientists are on government payroll. That is, the majority of scientists saying there's global warming is real and man-made are on government payroll that Eisenhower warned us about. He's really stating it in an eloquent way, and the media is attacking him saying he's completely insane. None of this exists. He comes out and says the UN wants global government. It's a tax to control your life. Doesn't matter if the UN says that themselves in the New York Times. This is a crazy psychological game they're playing. They admit everything and then deny everything. They're speaking to people's laziness. They're speaking to people's innate wish to just deny all of this is happening. Oh, that's not happening. I can go play golf. Oh, there's no carbon tax. Oh, the paper said they're not going to pass that health care bill out of the House. It's passed. Oh, they're not going to pass it out of the Senate. Oh, yes, they are. I mean, I've got all these mainstream news articles today. Where they're saying, don't worry, health care, government takeover of health care, and 5 years in prison, and 2.5 to 5% of your paycheck being withheld, and then you have to still get insurance or you're fined. Don't worry, you'll be given 5 years in prison or $250,000 fine, first offense. The bill says that. I read it on air yesterday from the bill. They're just out saying it's not going to pass. And it's all the usual suspects. It's Fox News saying that. Oh, don't worry. It's not going to pass. Let's go ahead and go to Lord Mocton. Clip after clip, and I'm going to comment on it. Here it is.
Bias because of who paid for the test. I've often wondered, these scientists that all sign on to the Al Gore thing, how many of them get their funding from the federal government?
99%. Nearly all of science is now funded by the state. Effectively, scientific research is what's known to economists as a monopsony. There's only one customer. And the quickest way to make money, if you are in that situation and you are a scientist, and particularly in the unloved corner of science, which climatology used to be, is to get a really big scare going and then say, we are the only people that can stop this scare and we can save the world and therefore throw us lots of money. And if you read the stimulus package, you'll find that NOAA and NASA have received tens of billions in additional funding, and NASA has been retasked from being a space agency to being a climate change monitoring agency. That is now its primary function. And they are laughing all the way to the bank, having trousered your taxpayers' money.
Yeah, yes. Just on a quick financial point, tens of billions of dollars have been spent by the U.S. government alone promoting man-made global warming. Al Gore has pledged to spend $300 million himself. So the bottom line is, when people say the oil funded, the money, the skeptics get funded, you'll hear that often. They point to ExxonMobil getting $19 or $20 million over two decades as proof that, you know, the skeptics are funded. One USDA farm grant to study how farm owners contribute to global warming exceeded all the money ExxonMobil ever had been accused of giving to global warming skeptical groups. So the bottom line is, not only is the argument, the money is so much on the other side, it's literally become the best science politics can manufacture, especially when you look at the UN. The name of the UN panel, by the way, is the Intergovernmental Panel. And in case anyone doesn't understand, it's a political. And
okay. And let me comment on that. Rex Tillerson, the CEO of ExxonMobil, over a decade ago, on record said, I don't know if this is real, and they had scientists study it. And the scientists all came back and said, it's the sun. And then David Rockefeller, this was in mainstream news, went to Rex Tillerson and said, if you don't come out and say it's real and put billions of dollars behind it, you are fired. And Rex Tillerson was in the news the next day saying, global tax is good. Man-made global warming's real, and they were the last big oil company to get behind it. Look at this. The man who saved the world, Ben Bernanke and President Obama's only real choice. And you can Google all these other terms. Al Gore saves the world. I mean, here it is on the cover of Newsweek. The thinking man's thinking man. They just bill themselves as saviors of the world. They're saving the banking. They're saving the environment. When they are the engineers of the banking crises, they're the ones that are using carbon dioxide as the boogeyman to distract from all the real environmental crises we have. Putting a tax on carbon dioxide and paying Enron scammers, that's who set this up, money, paying Al Gore money, isn't going to help the environment. Let me explain this to the environmentalists who aren't real environmentalists. Do you understand that China, India, Mexico, and over 160 other third world and developing nations have to make zero cuts under this Copenhagen-Denmark treaty? In fact, I have the treaty right here. I mean, do you understand that? Do you understand? Zero cuts. I've read the treaty. It's admitted in the news. Framework Convention on Climate Change. Now, if carbon dioxide is this deadly weapon that kills everything in its path and is killing the earth, not that plants breathe, part of the life cycle. Let's just say it's deadly, like you say. Moving it all to India and China and Mexico will increase the amount of gas. That's admitted. We're one planet. But it doesn't matter. The people that support this feel like they're winning, feel like they have power, feel like they're getting rich guys. Feel like, finally, we're having communism we always dreamed of, the people's utopia. They don't understand that big banks, big money, big oil is supporting this because it's a giant scam to consolidate power. They don't know that the Bolsheviks got funded by big U.S. and London banks on record. They don't understand it. They really, when they walk up and stab the tires on your SUV or knock your window out on your truck, they feel good. And the local media doesn't admit they're the ones breaking out your windows and stabbing your tires because it's kind of a, for the earth, they kind of, We're soon going to be in control. There's nothing more dangerous than a wannabe hippie with a submachine gun and a black uniform. They'll line you up in a minute and mow you down because you're bad for the earth. They are the perfect shock force army. That's why they admit Al Gore's setting up a religion. He's saying it's going to be a religion. And there's your God, a fat, evil, demonic Nelly. I just can't handle it anymore. It's and just frothing colleges, just full of radical environmental Nazis. These people mean business. Let's go to clip two.
Yes, that's to try and save the polar bears, of whom there are five times more now than there were in the 1940s. Hardly, as he may think, the profile of a species in imminent threat of extinction in need of such protection. Unfortunately, we are no longer dealing with rationality. One of the most serious spin-offs from this global warming nonsense, among politicians in particular, is that we are passing partly through incompetence, partly through scientific ignorance and illiteracy, and partly through malice, from the age of enlightenment and reason in which you and I were born, into what could be, unless we stop it, a new dark age.
Delicious drink on TV. All right, we're going to go back to the clip here in just a moment. What do I talk about in Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement? I talk about a new dark age dawning upon the globe, an engineered dark age. It's mainly through malice. Yes, the dumbed-down, mindless public who believes carbon dioxide is a chemical weapon, they're falling to a new dark age through ignorance. But the controllers all know this is a sick joke. They want a world government to carry out the orderly extermination of the population. As Dr. Eric Pianka said at UT, as this film shows, and the exact same quotes are in this textbook, Eco-Science, that I talk so much about by this White House science czar, where they say a planetary regime to carry out forced abortion and infanticide and population reduction. They want to shut down industry that they don't own. They want you dead. You got that? These are the most demonic creatures ever seen. Grow up! Hitler wanted to kill people. Stalin wanted to kill people. Mao killed between 60 and 80 million. This is what these people do. Grow up! How do you think authoritarian tyranny would come here? They brainwash your kids that if it's for the environment, do it. Oh, we've got to home inspect. Oh, we got to take over your farm and ranch. Oh, we can't let you release water vapor from your factory. Oh, carbon dioxide, you got to pay us privately tax money. Here's the next clip.
We take one more question.
Just very quickly, can you make a linkage for us between the Club of Rome and the Copenhagen meeting that's coming up?
Yes. It's the same people. Essentially, this goes back to Maurice Strong, who is a Canadian bureaucrat at the UN. And what he did 25 years ago was to draw up the structure of the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. And it was he who suggested it should be made an intergovernmental panel so as to make sure that it became a political, as Mark has said, and not a scientific process. Now, he was very much part of the Club of Rome set, the Sierra Club. They're all linked, actually, these people. And they've been at this for a long time. And the original aim declared by Maurice Strong 25 years ago was that a world government should emerge from the IPCC process. And one of the reasons why the media have been so relentless in not allowing the scientific or economic truth about global warming to be told is that many of them are also connected with this worldwide, very left-wing movement to try to set up a centralized world government, which, as Anne has so rightly said, is essentially anti-human and simply wanting to shut everything down that has been great and prosperous and free, particularly in the West and more particularly in the United States of America. This treaty shall not pass.
But they don't care because the bureaucracy through the central governments that are already signed on to UNESCO. When you sign on to the United Nations Educational and Cultural Organization, you agree to harmonize all your laws with UN policy. So see, they've already set up the bureaucracy. They're already doing most of this without the treaty. Just like before they even passed the health care bill, the states are already being given their policy manuals saying you will withhold taxes for insurance out of everyone's paycheck. Illinois has already begun it, even though they haven't passed it. They are lawless criminals. Now, we may beat this treaty, but they're going to come back over and over again. And we have to realize that we have to come back over and over and over again. And number one, just discredit them and expose them. Now, I wanted to, again, show you Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement and Fall of the Republic. Because I'll guarantee you, when we end up talking to Monckton, he's going to have seen our films. Now, I know he worked in the highest levels of the British government, and that's where he gets his knowledge. Kind of like I knew when we called Dave Mustaine up about their new album, it was going to be built after Endgame. And then he said, yes, it's the entire album is basically built off of Endgame. And we're very honored. I'll guarantee you Monckton's watching my films because I have their own quotes here. Everything he's saying about New Dark Age, total control, everything he's talking about, a war on humanity, making humanity the enemy, those are quotes out of the Club of Rome. We republish the Club of Rome articles where they say they're going to kill us. These people mean business, ladies and gentlemen. You know, if there's anything wrong with Lord Monckton, is he doesn't go far enough. He knows what's going on. He's telling you about 95% of it. I think he's a good guy. He's always been good. We've looked at his record. But he's not telling you that they want to exterminate you. He's saying it's anti-human. It makes humans the enemy. He's almost getting there. He's almost telling you the big secret. You don't have to hear it from Lord Monckton. It's in Endgame. It's in Fall of the Republic. It's in Eco-Science. It's in State Department Memorandum 200. It's in the United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment 1996. It's literally, we own over 100 books back there in Aaron's office that we bought, written by these eugenicists in the last 30 years. Folks, they are going to turn loose hippies with machine guns on everybody. And when I spy by hippies, they're going to have short hair. Not hippies are great people, the average hippie. Fake kind of hippioid, like Christianoids.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose. Don't shake hands. And don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
very simple. A group of private banks gotten together. They bought off our governments. They set up a world government called the UN. They're passing world government rules to tax everything we do and run our lives and take our firearms and take our private property. They've got the third world people, some of them convinced, and poor people here in the U.S. and Europe, convinced that they're going to get rich off robbing the rich people, which is what the bankers always do, pressure from below and above. And here we are, open world government being announced, and still the general public won't get involved or stand up for themselves because they've capitulated. They have a broken spirit. A lot of people are waking up. That's why the police and military and others are now announcing that you're not going to protest. We're going to billy club you. We're going to rubber bullet you. They're here to let you know, lay down and take it. It's kind of like when bank robbers come in and point guns and yell and scream at people. They're intimidating people. They're dominating the situation. It's dog psychology. And the cops don't care if they're giving their kids sodium fluoride water or mercury and they're brain damaged. As long as they get to be on top, they don't care. Just like the bureaucrats and the yuppies. We're an evil society, folks. People think it's tough and cute and funny to be scammed. Let's play this last clip. Here it is.
One better. I think we need a Scopes monkey trial. I think this is a religion, or rather a superstition. It is contrary to the United States Constitution that this global warming nonsense should be taught in schools. And I hope that there is somebody watching us on our good friends from C-SPAN who will come forward with the money and the drive to put together a legal case against a school board for preaching this new religion contrary to the constitutional debarring of any law touching upon the establishment of religion. It is time that we started fighting back in the courts against this nonsense, because the science has moved on so fast in the last few months that now any court, including the Supreme Court, hearing the science as it now stands, would no longer regard CO2 as a pollutant, but as the harmless trace gas that it truly is, necessary to all plant and therefore animal life on this planet. The truth is in, the science is out, the scare is over.
Oh, you gotta love him. You have done well, Lord Mocton. I mean, listen, the truth is in, the facts are in, the scare is over. We've got the stakes. We've got Count Dracula chained down, and we've got the stakes, and I've got the stake right on his heart, and you've got the hammer. You've got the hammer right here, these DVDs. I mean, this will show people the truth. And if you'll just bang, bang, bang right into that vampire's heart. But we've not won this thing. They passed the climate bill in the House and the takeover of health care so they can carry out their eugenics on us. And that's full of all this green environmental stuff, killing the old people and infirm. We've got a chance to beat these people if you'll drive that stake in their heart. We have the weapons. That's why I keep plugging Fall of the Republic, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. These films expose who these people are and what they're doing. Come on, man. Let's stand up against Nelly Al Gore. Absolute piece of trash. Everybody, rise up. Say no to these criminals. Let this con artist know he's not going to succeed again.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.